This is Bill Wills. His name is on the money, and he is our Treasury Secretary. He is in town today. Mr. John Snow, good enough to join us on the Newsmaker Hotline this morning. Mr. Secretary, first of all, I appreciate your time. Good to have you on.
Well, thanks. Good to be with you.
Somebody called me earlier this morning. This is not new territory to you because you spent some time at the Gilmore Academy, right?
Well, that's right. Many years ago, I went to school here in Cleveland. Grew up west of here in Toledo.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm a Buckeye and spent a lot of time over the years here in Cleveland.
You're going to spend some time today at Nanofilm. I want to talk more about that in a second. But first, some of the speeches you've made lately have caught my eye and I guess our ears as Americans, because as the economy continues to build, you're concerned, though, about this threat of terrorism on the economy, too. Talk about that some.
Well, absolutely, Bill. Terrorism is a threat to our security. It's a threat to our economy, too. And it's awfully important that we keep our guard up and do all we can to keep the terrorists at bay. And the way we do that, of course, determines our future as a country. And awfully important to keeping the terrorists at bay and is stopping the flow of money to the terrorists. And that's where the Treasury Department comes in. That's really our responsibility to fight the financial war on terror. And it's here that the Patriot Act becomes so important. And there are some efforts in Congress to weaken the Patriot Act, and that would be a disaster. We really have to keep the Patriot Act strong so that we can use all of our strength to fight the war on terror.
I recall early in the days after September 11th, the president said this would be a different kind of war. Some you'll see, some you won't. What you're doing is a lot that we don't see, but we hear about.
Yeah, and you can't see it. It would be because we don't want the terrorists to know what we're doing. We don't want them to know how we're penetrating their organizations, and we don't want them to know how we're hardening our own defenses against them. And we don't want them to know how we're choking off the flow of money to them. But I want you to know, and your listeners to know, that we're hard at work to do just that.
Mr. Secretary, the economy, 9/11, we know it set us back. It would seem we've got consistent job growth, economic growth very strong. And correct me if I'm wrong, though, from reading in the last couple of days, our country is pretty much leading the world out of a recession right now, aren't we?
Exactly. The United States is enjoying a very strong growth period, the strongest in 20 years. And that's directly a result of the president's leadership with his jobs and growth plan last year, his plan to cut taxes, which is led to expansion in business and capital spending and hiring. When people have more money in their pockets, which is what happens after a tax cut, good things happen for the economy. But you're right, it's translating into the world economy, which is now growing at the fastest rate in 15 years. And the United States is leading the world recovery. And as the rest of the world gets stronger and has larger GDPs and more disposable income, that's good for us because then they're capable of buying more from our businesses. And that'll help particularly our manufacturing sector, which is so important to Ohio and which has had so many difficulties the last 4 or 5 years.
John Snow with me, the Treasury Secretary. And I was thinking about, you mentioned manufacturing. You're going to tour Nanofilm today, which is an incredible growth story of a local high-tech company. You ran CSX for years. You know, we're considered the Rust Belt when it comes to industries and manufacturing. Lord knows the railroads had their problems over the years.
Oh, sure, sure. The railroads reflect what's going on in the rest of the economy. And as the economy changed with more focus on services and less on heavy things to haul, it reduced the demand for rail services and caused railroads to have to change and do things differently.
And so the economy, what I'm getting at, I guess, is the economy in Ohio also. We've talked about our loss of manufacturing. But those high-tech jobs, those are the ones we have to go for, I think, in this state.
And exactly. And, you know, here in Cleveland, in the Cleveland area, you're a health care center.
Mm-hmm.
And health care is an area of a strong long-term growth. It would help the growth of health care, though, of course, if we could rein in these frivolous lawsuits, these abusive lawsuits that are driving doctors out of the field at the prime of their careers and nurses, and they're raising malpractice liability costs and leading to defensive medicine. So I think Cleveland and the Cleveland area have a bright future as a center of health care, but it'd be even brighter if we could rein in these abusive lawsuits.
Yeah, well, let's hope for a good future. Nanofilms, the secretary will be looking through today. It's an interesting company here in Valley View that has been developing commercialized revolutionary methods of ultra-thin coatings for the last 15, 20 years. Interesting company, and the secretary will be touring that today and spending some time in our fair city this morning. Secretary Snow, I appreciate your time. Good to have you on.
Bill, thank you very much. Good being with you.
Take care, sir. The Treasury Secretary, his name is on the money. John Snow with us on News Radio, WTAM.